Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. 1,925 people have given more than $445,000 to our Advent challenge. And I was so surprised and excited by the gifts coming in from all over the world, like from a wonderful woman praying the rosary with us in Tanzania named Violet. Now, we have just 4 more days remaining in our Advent challenge. And if those who are praying with us will make a one-time gift or a small monthly donation, and we reach $500,000, then a very generous benefactor will match it with another $500,000. We want to bring this Rosary podcast to 1 million people around the world. So, how many hearts do you want to illuminate this Christmas? All you have to do is click donate below and help us bring the rosary to 1 million souls and give that gift to Jesus for Christmas. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, December 21st, the Church looks to the Visitation for inspiration in how to prepare in these last days before Christmas. The Scriptures tell us, Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. And she went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary remained with her for 3 months. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Luke writes the scene of the visitation in just such a way in order to teach us that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. He does so by drawing a parallel between Mary coming to Elizabeth at the visitation and the Ark of the Covenant coming to David in 2 Samuel chapter 6. There we find that David arose and went to the hill country of Judah, just like Mary arose and went to the hill country of Judah. And David says, how can the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord come to me? Where Elizabeth says, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In 2 Samuel, the Ark goes to the house of Obed-Edom, while Mary goes to the house of Zechariah. And in 2 Samuel, the Ark was there for 3 months, just like Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. David and Israel were rejoicing. Mary rejoices in the Magnificat. We have David shouting with Elizabeth's loud cry. And in the Old Testament, when the Ark comes, David does the leaping and dancing. And who does the leaping and dancing in the visitation? But John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant did 4 things. The Ark was the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And the Ark was the visible, physical sign that received the presence of God. The Ark led them through the wilderness to the Promised Land, and the Ark gave them victory in battle, as in the case of the victory at Jericho. But what happened to the ark? Before Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians in 587 BC, Jeremiah the prophet hid the ark and lost it. Where is it now? No one knows. But you know, it's in a warehouse in Washington, D.C. Hardly. The book of Revelation, chapter 11 and 12, shows us that the Ark of the Covenant is in heaven. John was given a vision, and this is what he saw. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant was seen within his temple. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she brought forth a male child, one who is to rule all the nations. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. So the devil attacked the rest of her children, who kept the commandments and bore witness to Christ. Mary is the new and everlasting Ark of the Covenant. The first ark was never found because it was only a temporary sign meant to prepare for the permanent ark of the covenant, Our Lady. And in the book of Revelation, when John is given this vision of God's temple, he sees the ark of the covenant as a woman. The woman who is the mother of the one who rules all the nations, Jesus. And the mother of the ones who keep the commandments. Mary is the everlasting ark of the covenant of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As the new Ark of the Covenant, Mary does for us what the Ark did for the Israelites, but in a greater way. Mary was perfectly filled by the Holy Spirit from the first moment of her existence. That's the meaning of her Immaculate Conception. And because she was filled with the Spirit, the one who receives the Father and the Son and the Trinity, Mary is now able to receive Jesus in her heart and in her womb. And this is her great power. She has the capacity to receive Jesus. And this is her mission, that with the Holy Spirit, she helps us to receive Jesus and bear him in our soul. The ark also led the Israelites to the promised land. Mary leads us to heaven by leading us to Jesus. Jesus is the way, and Mary shows the way by telling us to do whatever he tells you. And finally, Mary will give us victory in battle, as she promised at Fatima. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and there will be an era of peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the visitation, Elizabeth praises Mary with the phrase, "Blessed are you among women." This phrase is notably used for only three women in the Bible: Mary, Judith, and Jael, each of whom is celebrated for defeating their enemy. In the book of Judges, chapter 4, Jael, facing the Canaanite attack on Israel at Mount Tabor, kills the Canaanite general with a tent spike by driving it into his head while he slept in her tent, thereby becoming the hero, the heroine of her people. Then there is Judith. During the Assyrian siege of Israel, Judith seduced their general, and after he falls into a drunken stupor, she took his own sword from its sheath and cut off his head, again saving her people. And the scriptures proclaim, "The Lord has struck him down by the hand of a woman." Finally, in Genesis 3:15, speaking to Satan, God said, "I will make you enemies of each other, you and the woman, your offspring and hers. She will crush your head while you strike at her heel." Revelation chapter 12 describes the spiritual battle prophesied originally in Genesis 3:15, between the woman, Mary, and the great red dragon, Satan. The Catechism then connects this prophecy with the Antichrist, who will usher in a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers, causing them to turn away from Christ and the Catholic Church. Well, this universal spiritual battle is raging right now. But it's not a battle between the West and Russia, and it's not a battle with Islam. This battle is between, on the one hand, the woman and all her children who keep the commandments of Christ, and on the other hand, on the side of darkness and destruction, Satan and his children. Now, from the very beginning, the Lord promised that it would be the woman who would crush the head of Satan. And what about her children? What should they do? How should they fight? With the rosary, for that is the weapon that she has given us. So go ahead if you must. Be glued to the news or to your entertainment. Bury your head as the battle rages. But souls are being lost and the world plunges into darkness. Our Lady is very pleased with you, with all of you who take up your rosary every day. And for those who only pray it once in a while, well, this is your clarion call. Let our weapon never sit idle. But let us also be apostles of the rosary. I've said this before, but I feel like the enemy parachuted in the middle of the night, and all the soldiers dropped their weapons and ran. But now we have to go around and find out, are you a soldier of Our Lady? Do you have a weapon? Do you know how to use it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was reflecting on the fact that Our Lady has promised this victory. She promised us at Fatima that in the end her Immaculate Heart would triumph, but that in a certain degree it depended on us doing our part.
Mm.
Now, we're talking about something really big here. We're talking about the eternal salvation of souls and saving the world from self-destruction. So you would think that Our Lady would come to us and ask us to do something really big and really hard.
Hmm.
But she is such a good mother. She comes and asks her children, who are small and weak, to do something simple.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that event in the Old Testament where Naaman the Syrian has leprosy. And his servant tells him there's a prophet in Israel who can heal. So he goes down to Israel, and the prophet tells him to go wash in the Jordan River, which is kind of a muddy river.
Mm-hmm.
And he's upset. He's indignant that the prophet didn't ask him to do something a lot harder.
Yeah.
And finally, the servant says, if the prophet would have asked you to do something harder, you would have. Why won't you do this simple thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. We think that the rosary has no power. How could it have power? It's so simple. Yet, it is the most powerful spiritual weapon in the world.
Yeah. You said this was a small thing, but this is quite big. This is a big thought. In the sense that I had a similar thought when talking about the permanent sign that was the Ark of the Covenant being taken away. And my thought is always, well, we have permanent signs. It's just no one goes and no one cares. It's like you said with Our Lady of Guadalupe, that obviously she's right there and we don't go see her and the whole world is not converted despite this big sign that's so easy to see and so graspable. And the funny thing is it all just goes to show that it's, for instance, the prophet could have healed him in his own right, but he needed something from the man. He needed the man's effort. It's not that the great sign is the thing that heals him. So even if it had been some great feat that he had to accomplish to heal himself, that wouldn't have been it. And it's the simplicity of the sign and the simplicity of the act that shows us that it's not the power of the act or our power that heals us or saves us.
Yeah, that's such a great point. It's not the rosary in itself is not the power. It's that by saying yes to praying the rosary, we're saying yes to accepting God's power.
Mm-hmm.
God's power is the big thing.
Yeah.
Our rosary is our saying, yes, yes, I will cooperate. I'll do my part.
It's like our meditation recently on Mount Tabor, that sure, it was only a slight difference in how the man requested Jesus' aid, but it wasn't about ending all suffering and it wasn't about some great act that would save him from the suffering, but to bring us closer to Christ. And it's some great act, I think, would actually just bring us closer to ourselves in a sense, because if we feel like we accomplished our own salvation, if you have to go slay a dragon, you feel like you're the mightiest of all the beings, you know?
This I think is the brilliance of the rosary. Our Lady comes and says, I want you to do something that looks really unimpressive.
Mm-hmm.
And by this, it's going to be God who's going to slay the dragon, because the dragon is the serpent.
Yeah. But it says that above all, we need that humility.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You need to. I think it's somewhat unfortunate. Not that I'm a royalist, but there used to be some really, I've been reading a lot of old literature, and you'll realize that when I say the following, but there was really good examples of how you should treat those of authority in the past. And we don't really have authority.
You're talking about the Count of Monte Cristo. No, you're talking about the Three Musketeers.
I'm reading the Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, sorry.
And there's a lot of, maybe kings aren't a great thing. And we've seen that in recent meditations as well. But that there was an importance and a respect, and there was authority in the past that we don't have anymore. You can insult anyone. There's no dignity. There's no honor. And therefore, it means not just that other people aren't above us, but that we never have to lower ourselves for anyone. Now, we might not have kings in the same sense that we used to, but instead we're all kings, which is worse. Because we all think that there's never anyone you should ever respect or bow to, which is a very bad habit to build up in life. But the importance of all of these small acts is that they humble themselves. It's only important that we kneel before God.
That is such a good point. I really never thought about this until this conversation. This is actually the power of good conversation. It helps you see reality better with the help of another person. Mm-hmm. But it's helped me see that by praying the rosary, it's a real act of humility to take our humble part, but do our humble part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power of God that will slay the dragon through the humble Virgin Mary and her humble little children. But we have to do our part. I like this. This is one of the best ways to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Pray the rosary every day. And maybe if I choose not to pray the rosary, maybe it's my spiritual pride.
Yeah. Maybe in choosing not to pray, we are choosing not to kneel before the king. In which case, you should really be beheaded. It's the only thing to do in that situation. I'm sorry.
I'd rather pray the rosary.
I hope we all would.
Thank you for making this connection. It's helpful to me.
Mm.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.